consecrate my office, my energies, and all the wisdom I can summon to the cause of peace among nations.
Now those who seek absolute power, even though they seek it to do what they regard as good, are simply demanding the right to enforce their own version of heaven on earth.
I want to thank Secretary Powell for his careful and powerful presentation of the facts.
A pack of lies. A pack of lies.
The United States government has, one way or another, ordered, authorized, permitted, tolerated, torture.
We're making tremendous progress, but there is much more to do to win the war on terrorism and defeat terrorism.
I have a dream. I have a dream.
The fact is, we do need better international governance to help spread the benefits of globalization, 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 globalization.
American world domination or paramountcy. Historically, the U.S. sought security, not domination.
Nothing's perfect in life, so you have an election that's not quite perfect.
Now was the time to come forward and say who specifically was on that energy task force and lift any kind of shadow that's still there.
We've been through this issue a number of times.
We need to make sure that the political, the economic, and the security infrastructure of that state is shaped and helped to come into being.
Weapons of mass destruction.
Urgent breaking news we need to tell you about. There is a new audio tape from Osama bin Laden that has been released to the Al Jazeera network. They have aired it. Our people have listened to it.
Al-Qaeda are a set of real extremists that believe in a very, very smallly defined part of their faith. And they believe that many people, many Muslims, just don't measure up to their standards of the faith, and therefore they can be killed as well. So it's a real extreme group, and that's how many people in the Middle East see them.
Very chilling language that I think our viewers should hear the exact wording of.
These people don't care about civilians. They don't care about normal Muslims. They're quite happy to kill them. And one thing we need to say at this point is it's not confirmed that this is Osama bin Laden on the audio tape. It does appear to sound like him.
He talks about strikes in Europe, and then he says, and this is a quote from our translator, "As for America, it is only a matter of time. Planning for strikes," he says, "is underway, and," quote, "you will see them soon."
It appears almost as if this tape has been sitting on the shelf, Al-Qaeda waiting for the right moment to release it, and now they've chosen to do that.
Has it really been that long since we've heard from Osama bin Laden?
I suppose the assumption of analysts will be that it was put out right after this matter with his deputy being struck to try and show that Al-Qaeda, at least in the form of its top leader, is alive and well. Clearly, the missile attacks of the last 6 weeks or so that apparently the CIA has been conducting on sites in northwest Pakistan are having an impact on the Al-Qaeda leadership.
Part of the message also says that we're on top, we're winning, you're not.
A number of top Al-Qaeda operatives may have been killed, although there's no confirmation on who may have been, who exactly was killed.
It's so frustrating to those here in the U.S. How can they be able to get the tapes out and that route can't be traced backwards to find Osama bin Laden or his lieutenants?
He sounds to be, if it is Osama bin Laden, he sounds to be in reasonable health. This message appears to make reference to the London bombings last July. He talks about explosions across Europe, says there will be such explosions in the United States. If, in fact, it is Osama bin Laden, and again, we don't know at this stage, it's not been confirmed, but
The first thing that really catches our attention, obviously, are these threatening words of promising more attacks for here in the United States.
The other thing he makes reference to are opinion polls about President Bush. Now, perhaps that is another indication of when this audio tape may have been recorded. He says in these opinion polls, most people in the United States, he said, now want President Bush to pull U.S. troops out of Iraq. President Bush is misleading the people of the United States that they need to get out of Iraq, get out of Afghanistan. He warns that they will widen the war out of Iraq, out of Afghanistan, take it to the rest of the world, threatens the possibility of attacks in the United States. Who knows how they do it? Who knows how they do it? Who knows how they do it? Who knows how they do it?
Vice President Dick Cheney had a previously planned speech on the war on terror, and that was scheduled for 2 hours from now. That speech is still going on, and you'll see that live right here on CNN. And, of course, we'll be looking and listening to the vice president to see if he has any comments about this new tape.